Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. January the 29th. A hunger and thirst for righteousness.
This week, Derek's teaching looks at what it means to be justified or made righteous in God's sight. Today he examines how we're blessed by God as we hunger and thirst for righteousness. The word justification is a rather tiresome theological term, whose true meaning is often obscured. We'll first look at the word, then I'll try to explain its meaning. The central theme of Romans is righteousness. Many centuries before, Job had asked the question, "How then can man be righteous before God?" The book of Romans presents God's answer. If we're interested in righteousness, we will be interested in Romans. Jesus said in Matthew 5 verse 6, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." We can hunger and thirst for healing or prosperity without being blessed. But when we become hungry and thirsty for righteousness, then we will be blessed.
Romans chapter 5 verse 9. "Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him."
Notice that we've been justified by his blood. In both the Hebrew and Greek languages, there is one word that's translated as either just or righteous. In Hebrew, the word is tzadak, and in Greek, it's dikaiou. But no matter how it's translated, it's the same word. In English, we tend to refer to just in terms of legality and law, but righteousness in terms of character and conduct. There is no such division in the languages of the Bible. Having been justified by his blood means the same thing as having been made righteous by his blood. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
"Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim my desire to hunger and thirst for righteousness and justification by his blood. Through the blood of Jesus, I am justified, made righteous, just as if I'd never sinned. Amen." Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.